Hello everyone, welcome back to my new episode. My name is Chana. So today in this episode, I will give my opinion about the world's battle against coronavirus. So first, let me tell you what is coronavirus specifically. Coronavirus are a group of related RNA virus that cause disease in mammals and birds. In humans, this virus causes respiratory infection that can range from mild to lethal. Mild illness includes some cases of common cold, while lethal can cause severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS. Middle is respiratory syndrome, MERS, and COVID-19. The coronavirus attacked humans at one of the Wuhan's open-air wet markets, where customers buy fresh meat and fish, including animals that are killed on the spot. Some wet markets sell wild or banned species like cobras, white boars, and raccoon dogs. Crowded conditions in the wet market can let the virus infect and spread among people. Since COVID-19 pandemic, our life have changed forever. Students can go to school or university. The workers cannot go to work. A business, a cafe, a restaurant cannot run as usual, and many more. It's been tough for all of us. During the pandemic, all of us have to stay at home. We have to work from home and school from home, and everything we need, we must stay at home and do it at home. In my opinion, the COVID-19 pandemic have made a number of changes, both in terms of collateral damage and co-benefits of fight against the virus. Since all humans have to stay at home during the COVID-19, I noticed that the environment is cleaner since the lockdowns kick in and may never get as bad as before. And almost everyone has noticed the bluer skies, cleaner air, brighter moon, and clean rivers. For example, Klang rivers and Gombak rivers in the city center is cleaning itself up with the decrease in human activities and less pollutants entering the river, because the restaurant, a workshop, a company, a factory, all of it are closed, so there are no water pollutant. Based on the observation by communities who live there, it's clear that certain stretches of the Klang and Gombak rivers have improved in terms of water clarity. There is less rubbish compared to before the MCO. In my opinion, exposed to the current experience may also help generate greater traction for efforts to reduce air pollution than ever before. Not only that, the number of deaths from various causes also go down during the lockdown. The number of road accidents is bound to come down drastically. A small virus has brought the world's leading economies to their knees, but for me, different countries will recover at different pace. And what should we do as a citizens? We should listen to government order and trust them in anything they decide to do to our country. They know better. So That's all from me. Thank you for lending your ears. See you next week and stay safe. And I'm sorry for my grammar mistake or bad pronunciation. I'm sorry and thank you. See you next week.